Dan, thanks a lot for being here today.
No problem. Thanks for letting me come out.
Yeah, we're talking about the third annual Nana Jana Fun Run out at Dandy Farms. I'm here with Dan Dennison. Dan, this fun run supports ovarian cancer awareness. Can you talk about the background of the fun run and how you got involved with it?
Well, I have the corn maze, obviously, and we're always doing different things. And the reason I'm passionate about it is because I lost my wife 3 years ago to ovarian cancer. And it's kind of a cancer that a lot of people don't know about, and there's not a lot of cure for it. So just wanted people to be aware of the danger of it, and the only real cure is early detection. And so it's just something I wanted to do. I guess it made me feel better. It's time to do something, try to help people. And anyway, so we started the fun run 3 years ago. The whole purpose was to raise awareness, for help ladies just be aware that they have to listen to their own bodies and they have to be proactive, and doctors a lot of times miss it. So that was our whole purpose. We've been able to raise some nice funds that we've sent to ovarian cancer for research and education material. Over the last 2 years, we've sent them a little over $11,000. So it's been fun for us to be a part of all that.
Yeah, that's a very successful event, especially a rural community coming together and supporting like that. And really, the fun run has taken on a life of its own as well. You orchestrate it through the maze and different obstacles are set up, so it's a really unique event.
Yeah, that's correct. There's a lot of fun runs around anymore, and a lot of them are pretty exotic. We're not quite that exotic, but we use the land that's available to us, and we kind of, people seem to have enjoyed it. I think we had about 225 register. We didn't have that many run, but we do encourage people that don't think they can run 3.1 miles. We let them walk. We start the runners, and then we start the walkers after that. And so we have several do that. I'm really busy, so I don't run. No, that's an excuse.
You got to manage it, right?
That's right. That's right. But they seem to have a good time.
Well, and like you said, people can walk and people can avoid the obstacles if they want to. It's not like you're required to go through these things.
That's correct. Anything that doesn't look something like you could do, you could go around. That's correct. Most of it's not too exotic. I mean, you might walk across the pond and a few things like that, but it's just a fun day.
Yeah.
Fun day for a good cause.
Yeah, and absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about the details of this year's event?
Well, the details are it's a September 21st. It's a Saturday. Late registration at 8. Come at 8 and get all your T-shirt and your number and all that stuff. And the run starts at 9. And after you run, then we have a variety of food there. Kind of the thing that we've had fun with. We do pancakes wrapped around sausage on a stick. You know, we kind of like doing corn that way, so we decided to do it. So that's kind of a favorite. But we'll hope to have a good time with all the people afterwards and visit a little bit.
And I know that the maze is probably getting prepped right now as we speak as well. Can you tell us what the corn maze is going to look like this year?
Well, the corn maze is something I really don't have any idea what I'm talking about. Okay. But it's Angry Bird.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'm not too old to do that, but I've never played the game. But apparently all the kids do, because we have a display out front, and they all know exactly what the display out front is. And we've had a little fun with it. There's a maze in Virginia that we know the people, and they're doing Angry Bird as well. So they're launching Angry Bird, and it's landing at our place. And if you play the game, I guess you know what that means too. But anyway, it's crashing into our place. So that's the design of that. We open the week after. We use a fun run. It's kind of forces us to get everything ready for the maze.
The kickoff for the fall season.
Exactly.
How do people that want to register early, how can they do that?
We have registration forms you can get from us. But the easiest way is to go online, and it's you go online to nanajanafunrun.com. The registration is, we try to keep it low. It's $25 for adults, $15 for kids. We've always been able to provide T-shirts for everybody, but the late registrations, it might be a little iffy. But so the sooner the better. We'd like to have the registrations, you know, come in now. We're getting a few. We'd like to do more than we had last year. So come and support a good cause and have a lot of fun, and I guess get some exercise at the same time.
Like you said, $11,000 over the past 2 years is quite a good cause. Again, that's the Nana Jana Fun Run at Dandy Farms, Saturday, September 21st. You can see all that registration information again on KNIAKRLS.com. Dan, is there anything else you'd like to say today?
No, I just appreciate you putting this out to people, and we encourage anybody that wants to run or volunteer either one to contact us.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.